Oh, what an amazing program. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. I'm having so much fun. Although I admit, I was a little nervous. I don't know what it was. I mean, we've had all these celebrities on this show. I mean, you name the people. I'm trying to think, the Knott's Landing ladies to Lonnie Anderson. I'm trying to think of all the people we've had on, but lots of them, lots and lots and lots of celebrities. Having Dionne Warwick here was just so special for me. And I've never seen, it is like a lesson in performing and a lesson in singing. And she, oh, well, there are only so many notes and you just sing them. No, no one can do what she was able to do in her prime and past. I mean, just, and what she has done socially as well to help in so many different ways. We were talking about her charity for feeding the hungry. Yeah, there's that. But how about during the AIDS epidemic? She was right there. I mean, on and on and on. Just a thrill to speak with her. But right now, I'm thrilled because I'm a big fan of Chicago theater, and it's open back up. How do I know that? Because the Goodman Theater is open. It doesn't officially happen in Chicago until the Goodman Theater says, it's official. And in fact, there's a show coming up we'll talk about called Schoolgirls. I think that I've got that right, the name of the show. Henry Godinez, did I say that?
Godinez,
co-artistic director of the Goodman Theater, is here, as well as from Zulima, musical director Victor Pichardo.
Victor Pichardo, pleased to meet you.
You know, I'll never be able to say it with your accents. I mean, we could lose hope on that
one. Me neither in English.
But I talk really good Spanglish, actually.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
I know Spanglish.
Yes, I know Spanglish well. So we've got a lot to cover here as far as the Goodman Theater goes, because there is so much going on. So there's about to be a show that is going to open what day, Henry?
Oh, my gosh. Schoolgirls?
Yeah.
We're talking... pretty quick here, I think, this next week.
Well, it's kind of a crazy story, and it's a shocking story, because here you were, I don't know if you were ready to open or actually open when the pandemic hit.
They were about to open. They were in their final performances of previews. You know, at the Goodman, we have about 10 days of previews, and then we officially open. And they were literally, it was a Friday before, and they would have opened on Monday.
That's like being at the starting gate, you know, ready to go. And they're saying, you're off, and you're not.
No. It was, and, you know, the crazy thing is that set, their set, has been sitting on the stage at the Goodman Theater ever since then.
Just someone coming in to dust it is all that you need.
Yes, I hope so.
All right, so tell me about this show. What is this show about? It's kind of like African Mean Girls, I hear.
It is. In fact, that is sort of the subtitle of the play,
mm-hmm.
The African Mean Girls play. And it's about... an all-girls school.
It's a comedy.
It is a comedy, mm-hmm. Absolutely a comedy, but a really poignant, beautiful play, comedy, about an all-girls school in Ghana, and they are looking to choose the next Miss Ghana. And the girl that has been sort of seeing herself as the one,
uh-huh.
Gets sidelined by this American-born girl whose father is from Ghana, so she qualified to be in the running.
But she shouldn't be by some standards, huh?
Right, exactly, because she wasn't born in Ghana.
And then there's all this jealousy, I suppose.
A lot of jealousy.
Mean girl stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and there's some really poignant... themes about color in the African American in the black community,
mm-hmm.
You know, colorization and you know, and the sort of the I guess you could sort of call it a kind of racism that touches on that.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful play, beautifully acted, gorgeously directed by Lillianne Brown.
So what happened is the pandemic hit.
Yeah,
you weren't able to open. But through the course of everything that's happened, Black Lives Matters has had a resurgence. That's, I think, an understatement, right? I mean, you can't not be aware of those three words, I think, and live in America. Appropriately so, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
All right. So is it especially poignant that the show is opening now, maybe in some ways better?
I think so. You know, as you said, Steve, there's been a reckoning. Since this play was shut down because of George Floyd's murder. And the way that we look at race is very different. It's a very different world.
Do you think so, by the way? I mean, do you think...
It depends on where you are, to be honest with you.
You mean where you are in America?
In America, yeah.
Geographically?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, there's some pushback, and I only say this because I feel like I've been traveling nonstop since mid-May, and I've been in some communities where...
You're the one.
It's me.
Yeah, who's traveling?
Oh, no, this is, I feel like...
Now people are, but...
I'm not Borat. I promise I'm not.
Okay.
You've seen that second film.
Yes.
It's not my fault. No, but I think that there is some pushback,
mm-hmm.
Based on fear and ignorance from some people in some communities that feel threatened by this social reckoning.
How about Chicago?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm
Do
sure
you think
that,
there's been change.
Oh yeah,
really?
Oh, I think so. I think so. I think Chicago. And I'm proud to say the Goodman Theater, and I think that's indicative of Chicago as a whole. You know, I think we've been ahead of the curve for a long time.
Yeah, but
when it comes to, I mean, I know we're a very segregated city, theoretically, but I'm telling you, man, coming back here, you see people of all shades, and you hear so many languages, and it just, you know, having been in some smaller communities where... You know, it doesn't feel as mm-hmm. celebrated. It feels good here. Do we have further to go? Can we do better? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And the Goodman Theater historically has always touched on social issues, never backing away.
Absolutely. And especially on issues of race. And one of the reasons I'm so proud to be part of the Goodman, you know, is that... diversity and inclusion has been a major part of our values system at the Goodman since Bob Falls took over as artistic director in the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bob is a white guy who knew he couldn't direct a lot of plays that represented that looked like Chicago. So he surrounded himself by theater artists that could do that.
But it was no accident that he did.
No. It was very purposeful on his part, and the board of directors, and Rock Schulfer, our executive director. So, you know.
So when I think of Chicago theater, and hopefully the tourist will come back as well, you know, I think of the big Broadway shows that come here, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't.
Good, thank you.
I don't. Yeah. I think that's important.
It is important.
You know, because people enjoy them, and for good reason. And not everyone has an opportunity to go to New York, maybe to see that show that's been there.
Right.
But this and Steppenwolf,
mm-hmm.
that's Chicago theater.
That is Chicago theater, yeah. And, you know, anywhere that you go, New York, L.A., you tell them you're from Chicago, that you're a Chicago actor, that you're in Chicago theater, they're like, ooh, you know, because it has a reputation.
Mm-hmm. A good one. This is a good reputation.
A very good one. You know, we don't have the commercial pressures mm-hmm. that theater has in New York, and we're not geared toward film and television like theater is in L.A.
Yeah.
Now that's a generalization, but
I
Chicago,
think
we do theater because we want to. It's a blue collar theater, scene like the rest of the town. We mm-hmm. just work, you know. We work and we do good work.
Well, you know what? I'll be out of work if I don't go to commercial. So we're going to do that.
We don't want that.
No,
let's go to commercial.
Never. And then we'll be back on WGN. It's 2:21 now on WGN, and we are joined from the Goodman Theater. I'll try it again. Let's see what happens. Henry Godinez.
That's
Godinez, the co-artistic director of the Goodman Theater, and Zulima, musical director Victor Pichardo.
Great.
He's just being kind. I'll never do the Mexican accent. Although they say my accent isn't horrible. What's horrible is the way I speak the language. So I don't know. I don't know. So tell me about Zulima.
Zulima is a story about a girl who has problems in South Mexico, in Chiapas, in the border with Guatemala. And her mom decided to send it to the north, to the United States, where they have kind of something new for her.
Is this a musical?
It's a musical because in that trip, this lady start to stop in different areas of Mexico or regions where music and culture is kind of different in each other, as is in Mexico. We have many, many different cultures in one country. And in every step she does, she knew something new. And we play music and we dance that music to show what she is visiting.
So you have music represented from all parts of the country of Mexico?
Of course, yes. It's different parts, not all because they are big, but yes, mostly like 10 different areas of Mexico, which are important because people know very well mariachi music, but there's many things beyond mariachi music, many cultural stuff beyond that.
And we'll talk about mariachi music
sure,
in a moment. Now, the great thing about Zolima, and this is my favorite word, free.
It is free.
For parks,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's being presented not only by the Goodman Theater, the Chicago Park District, and there's a long list of presenters here that the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nice thing, though, it's playing at parks all over mm-hmm. Chicago, yeah. And you can go to see it, and there is no charge, and it is professional theater. It
oh,
is.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's very nice.
And music.
It's
yeah.
It's fundamentally a collaboration between Goodman and Sones de Mexico, which is this beautiful folkloric Grammy-nominated music group here in Chicago.
What are they called again?
Sones de Mexico. Which
Sounds of Mexico?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Victor is the founder, of the founders and our former artistic director of Sones. He's the musical director for Zolima. And then, of course, as you mentioned, D-Case and the National Museum of Mexican Art and Clata. There's a bunch of us, the park district. And so it is free.
It's wonderful.
And it's family yes. friendly. It's like an hour long. We did this last summer in the parks as well with a piece called Fanny. And it's awesome. Families come. They have a great time. I think it's really an awesome thing to do.
Well, it kicks off. I can't read all the parks here because otherwise that would take up the rest of the time.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It kicks off August 5th at 6:30 at Calumet Park in Calumet in that community yeah. on the south side.
Yeah.
For an entire list, where can one go? The Goodman Theater website?
The Goodman Theater website, yeah.
Yes, yes,
GoodmanTheater.org. And mm-hmm. you'll find a list. We're in parks all over the city, from south side, west side, north side. Great time to have with the family.
And we are going to end a grand finale in Millennium Park.
That's right.
Oh, but, I don't even think that's here.
Yeah,
you're
yes.
giving us news.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, this is big news. September
the 2nd.
September 2nd. It's at Jay Pritzker Pavilion. In Millennium
how
Park.
How wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be, this is an abbreviated version that we're doing in the parks. It'll be, you know, the full concert will be at Millennium Park with free for thousands of people.
40 musicians.
Do you get tickets in advance to that, or you just show up?
I think it depends. I think if you want to sit in the
fancy seats,
yeah. there's a way to do that. But otherwise, yes. bring your blanket and picnic and have a good time.
All right, so what's the next show coming up at the Goodman Theater?
Well, that's American Mariachi,
mm-hmm.
And Victor and I are working together on that. I'm the director, and Victor is the musical director. And actually, not unlike Schoolgirls, it's a co-production. Originally, it was a co-production with Dallas Theater Center. So we were in Dallas at our final dress rehearsal when COVID hit.
Mm.
So we never had an audience, not even a preview audience.
But you will.
But we will now.
You sure will.
So, we will
you know,
now.
When people think of mariachis, for the most part, you think of going to your favorite Mexican restaurant and three guys coming around and wanting a buck, you know, and then serenading you. And that's fine. But that isn't what mariachi singing is all about. And I wanted to relay a story. There we were at a resort that we go to in Mexico, in Riviera Maya. We're on the mm-hmm. beach. We happen to know the owner of this place. So we're chit-chatting. And out comes someone who is recognizable if you're in Mexico. The tourists, other Americans, had no idea who this guy was. But my wife and I, mm-hmm. once he opened his mouth and words fell out, and he began to sing. He began to sing for the owner, his wife, myself, my wife, and like three other people that were there. And then the mariachis show up. And there were 20 some odd mariachis that were there performing. It was his mariachi group. The performer's name, Juan Gabriel. Mm-hmm. And he's since passed away, but a very, very famous performer who
the best.
Yeah, he performs, what, to 60,000 people in Mexico, mm-hmm. no problem filling the house. Yes. And here he
stadiums,
was.
Stadiums.
Yeah, And here he was on the beach for us. Oh. What an amazing experience. But slowly,
very humble
slowly,
guy. Very humble guy.
Yeah. He was, oh, yes. But slowly, slowly, people began to come out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the employees. The Americans had no idea necessarily, or Canadians, what was going on out there, or who this guy was and why this was so important. But what I learned instantly, and I've had other similar experiences, mariachi performers are the real deal. Mariachi performers, not the tourist ones, are another league altogether. And most Americans probably never heard it.
No, and I don't think they will have heard it the way they're going to hear it in American mariachi, which are all mostly will be members of Sones de Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful. It's so beautiful. And again, not unlike all of the music in Mexico, it's very diverse and very different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they played a classical tune, you know, I mean, among the many others, you know, and it's like, what? You know, I didn't know they...
They can play any kind of genre of Mexico, of the world, yes.
Yeah.
But the good thing about mariachis is not just the music, it's a cultural stuff who came from maybe more than 200 years ago, something like that. Yeah, and it's still in the heart of all Mexicans. Everywhere we are, we bring our culture, and in this case, mariachi is one of the cultures who represent Mexicans. And it's not just the music or the fancy costumes; it's the culture behind that.
Yes, I kind of get a feel for what you're talking about, and friends, if you've never experienced it. American Mariachi, it opens this fall. Do you happen to have a date for that?
Yes, I do. We open September 26th, and we'll be previewing for 10 days before that. And those preview tickets are generally cheaper. But then we'll be running until well into October. So
we literally only have about 15 seconds here. So there's also an opportunity to watch online if you don't feel comfortable going to the Goodman Theater yet. And that is what play? Is that future...
It's part of a new work development, component that we have at the Goodman, and it's called Memories of Overdevelopment.
Okay, yeah. And that's Saturday, July 31st at 7 p.m.
Correct.
Goodman website is?
GoodmanTheater.org. So it's super, www.GoodmanTheater.org.
SonesDeMexico.com.
Yes, and SonesDeMexico.com if
Perfect.
You just want the awesome music.
It is awesome. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Welcome. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, and I'll see you all at the Goodman Theater.